Allegheny County Commission meeting Friday, December 29, 2017, 9:03 a.m., and we are scheduled for the approval of the 2018 Taney County budget. Mr. Finley.
Guys, my sinuses are horrible this morning, so I may not even sound like me. I don't know, but I have a pretty long budget message in there, and I could read that all to you, but I'm sure you guys can read, or I wouldn't even think you'd be here. But I want to point out some of the important facts there. We do our budget on a cash basis, and so that's what we work with this year. The beginning fund balances, I think I've told you guys several times, they will not be finalized and probably until next Wednesday. Maybe Tuesday, but probably Wednesday. So we will put those new beginning balances in there after that. Want to tell the public that the sales tax, after we got our second payment in December, did work out only slightly less than what we predicted. But there were several other revenue streams that didn't fare as well. So we didn't make the revenues we thought we would make, and because of that, the revenues you see in the 2018 budget are very similar, only slightly more. I know that all my elected officials and department heads are aware of our current fiscal situation in general county revenue, so we will be working to try to keep expenses as low as possible, always do, but even more so at this point. I think you guys have made some pretty tough decisions. I appreciate that. I will say I don't agree with all those, and I know that very rarely will I agree with all those, but we have more expenses in this budget than what I feel comfortable with. We actually increased payroll in general county revenue, not including benefits, by about $240,000. And so that's hard for me to swallow as a budget officer here. I'm afraid that that general county revenue will not sustain that very long. We do have money there. We're not in trouble of not being able to cover those expenses next year. And as I said, every year, I wish we had a fund balance policy so we could really say, well, this is what we're going to do when we drop below this amount. This is what we're going to do when we're above that amount. And we have a healthy fund balance there. So that's a good thing for them, for the county, for general county revenue. The other funds that we might talk about, Road and Bridge funds are good right now. We have some capital improvements scheduled and continue to work on those. The sewer fund, we are working on capital improvements there, and there is a possibility we may have to slow some of those, but sometimes it's hard to get those done anyway, so it may not be a matter of slowing, it's a matter of getting them in the process, whatever. We do hope to see that sewer sales tax renewed sometime between now and when it sunsets, so that we can continue to make progress in sewering the entire county, or at least that which is feasible to be sewered, keep our lakes and water clean. There are a lot of other smaller funds that are at least healthy right now. Most of those we are determine what spend in there is determined by the elected official that is in charge of those, but we still have to budget for those, and they're part of this big budget. So you guys have any questions you want to ask?
I would just like to let you know that I'm hoping that expenditures would be at least possibly $500,000 less than what we spent in 17 due to the parking garage repairs and some risk mitigation monies.
I wish the same thing. I'm afraid that what we budgeted, it won't happen, but I wish the same thing.
I think, you mentioned the increase in payroll, one of the major increases was in the jail and the sheriff's department. But then after doing the tour that we did and after knowing of some lawsuits and different things with lack of enough help in other counties, it's something that had to be done. And I think you agreed with that from the personnel standpoint, but didn't like, none of us liked the fact that we had to do it. But I think you agreed with the fact that it was needed.
I think we had to have some changes there. I'm not sure I would have done the same changes you did, but yes, I agree with you.
So, I think we were all on the same page as far as trying to make sure that we still provide the services that we have to provide, the ones that we need to provide. And I think we're all conscious of what the issues are and all want to be fiscally responsible. So I think we all have the same goal. I don't think there's any...
I almost state the very same thing in my budget message, Brandon, so I agree with you.
I also look forward to
meeting with all the elected officials quarterly next year and kind of give them an update on where we're at in our budget and what we're facing.
And as you know, we did that on Thursday. We met so they would understand what we're facing. Even though we made no changes from the budget that day, we were asking them, even though it's what is in their budget, that they treat it very conservatively so that when we come next year that we don't have to make those cuts, that they see them and they wisely make them knowing what it takes to run their department. I even though you say in your statement, and I'm just now getting to read all your statement, I've tried to get it this morning, other things kept coming up. But you say that each of the employees are important and deserve to be awarded for the work they perform. And I know we, our goal, and I'm just going to read, I wrote, typed this real quickly. I'd like to have proofed it, but I will. This is just, it was discussed that the commission might try to make a statement to go with the budget. We did not get a statement prepared by the county commission to officially make. So what I'm saying is coming from the Eastern Commissioner. And if I say anything that the others don't agree with, they can make that statement. And like I said, this was done quickly, just from thoughts. Much discussion was given to the federal and state government giving cost of living increases based upon the research that they've done and the proof of the cost of living factor. We, the county commission, worked many hours to determine if our county could afford an increase to the payroll for 2018. Knowing that we had met with all the departments explaining the financial condition of the county in regard to expenses and revenues. The desire is to protect employees we have trained for the county, but not increase that number. And if we can, combine duties to be more efficient so we can work towards the goal of decreasing. This being said, at this time, it is acknowledged that we have added 6 employees to the Sheriff's Department after the need was proven to us. We spent several hours and we took a tour of the jail and following on what Commissioner Williams said was the decision also to prevent more lawsuits. As of January 1st, 2018, we're taking on 4 full-time employees of animal control. We have said we want to evaluate the budget closely if any adjustments need to be made on our county's added expenses and duties. And that just follows what the other two commissioners said. We do plan on doing that, and realizing that quarterly we can't really, because different departments spend at different times, so we have to go back over other years to see how those, when we look at it quarterly, to know how they're coming in. That's my thoughts.
Yeah, the only thing I would add is feel like we're always given a doom and gloom, putting that out. Well, there is a light at the end of the tunnel. We have some plans for future revenues. We have some plans on how to take care of certain things. And with that being said, we also have a very, and you mentioned this in your message, in your budget message, right? But we also have a very healthy reserve balance. The idea and the goal is to make everybody understand it will go away if we don't continue to make some changes. So the positive is we did go in the right direction. Those were your words, if I'm wrong. I don't know how it ended up at the very, very end, other than a couple of the major things that we had to do. Overall, the spending was in the right direction. Was it not? So we got hit with more bills?
Brandon, last year we spent $700,000 more than we brought in. And in 17, my goal was to have that a lot less. We spent more than that, $900,000, but we have some revenues that'll come in, so it may come down some. But it'll be.
Well, there's $380,000 that we won't spend next year.
Well.
So there's $520,000, I suppose.
I hope that you're right. I
was thinking that that's what you had said upstairs.
I think the most important asset we have are employees, but at the same time, I think that probably that's the part that's hardest to control. And we are right now 60-70% of our entire general county revenue is payroll. I think you guys were very innovative with some of the things, and I believe that I'm not sure that's a real good word, but I believe that we have not been collecting the administrative fees that we maybe should have from some other departments, and it's work that's done in general county revenue. And so I appreciate you guys looking at that and doing some things there, and that will increase our revenue somewhat next year.
With that, and then also just with hopefully the state will get stuff figured out with the prison reimbursement, because that's a large fund that we know they owe everybody in the state.
Yeah, if they just pay us what it costs us to keep them down here, it'd help a lot.
Well, that's true, too. But yeah, like I said, I think there's overall it's still positive, but we just need to be aware of it and make sure we keep that in the forefront of our minds to know how we're spending our money. And again, I thought it was great to have the meeting with all the elected officials, and I look forward to doing those more often, about maybe not even just budget, just everything in general.
I think that's a great idea. Yeah. I think that
I thought it was good that, and I was glad for the turnout. I think we've had people over here that we've never had before, as far as judges and some department heads and some different things that showed more interest. So that was glad. I was glad to see that.
Anybody out there have any questions?
I see we have two that are not part of the GCR. They have any comments? I know they were here the other day, but okay.
For the public's information, this budget is available. Again, I will reiterate, we will change the ending balances when they're balanced, or the beginning balances when we get those after the first of the month. But it's available right now. If anyone wants that, we can give it to them free electronically. If you want a paper copy, you'll need to pay. I'd say 100 pages, I don't know, something like that.
I think 115. It's 10 cents a page, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
So. And as soon as I get those ending balances in there, I will get it on the website, so they can get it from there on their own.
Sounds good.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Is that what was sent to us this morning?
It is.
As your final?
The only thing that has to be signed is the appropriation order. I would suggest you not sign that until
okay. But we just need to approve the budget and we can sign the appropriation.
I would say you want to approve. And like you and I were talking this morning, you are approving the revenues and expenses that have been budgeted in there, not the beginning and
end. Right. Right. Do you guys have anything else?
You have anything else?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Move to approve the 2018 budget. And to sign the appropriations page, when that